bright pink and white logo with the tagline, Food for Thought. Flavors like roasted strawberry, salty caramel, mango sorbet, and a coffee and Oreo confection called Get Woke. We're talking to one of the standouts in Baltimore's ice cream scene, Taharka Brothers Ice Cream. Taharka Brothers creates locally made small batch confections and has been named Best Ice Cream by City Paper and Baltimore Magazine. Ice cream aside, Taharka Brothers is also known for its missions of workforce development and youth employment. I'm joined by the company's founder, Sean Smeaton, and a co-founder, Carol Skipwith, to talk about the company's roots and how they see Taharka Brothers evolving. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Sean Smeaton, long before you were in the ice cream business, you were an accountant. How did you get from crunching numbers to churning out pints of ice cream?
It's a long story. But actually, the guy sitting right next to me is the major reason why. So I coached a basketball team as a volunteer project.
You coached
and
a basketball
Carol
team?
Carol was on the team. It was an eighth grade team.
Where?
Francis Scott Key Middle School.
Okay.
In Locust Point. And Carol lived in Lexington Terrace and went to that school. So I coached that team with two other colleagues, and that kind of exposed me to a world I never had seen before. And then one thing led to another. And then left my job, started a nonprofit, and...
You started a nonprofit.
Started a nonprofit, yeah.
But that wasn't Taharka Brothers.
No, that wasn't Taharka Brothers, but that experience kind of ended up, the organization transformed throughout the years through different iterations, and then ended up becoming Taharka Brothers Ice Cream.
So, Carol Skipwith, you met Sean in middle school, and then you lost touch.
Well, that's a long story, too. but, you know, I was a troubled youth. As he said, he was exposed to another lifestyle. That lifestyle was Lexington Terrace Projects.
So you were living that other lifestyle that was news to him.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And you got arrested at some point.
Oh yes, multiple times. I mean, as a juvenile, I went to prison young. Did two incarcerations. Spent half of my life in prison, almost 15 years. So. Through that process, you know, I had an opportunity to mentally evolve, spiritually evolve, and just turn into a man with a mission.
So, had you forgotten about Sean Smeaton, or did you get back in touch?
Well, I never forgot about Sean, because Sean was probably the first white man that I knew. I was unfamiliar. I stayed within my neighborhood. So, well, not that I knew, but I'm too new personally, you know. So when you're unfamiliar with people or people that are not like you, you're standoffish. So, but he made an impression on me because he was caring, because he was consistent and resilient. You know what I mean? He'll just show up. And if he says he's coming, he's coming. If he says he's going to do something, he'll do it. You know, one time he drove me to a basketball camp. I think it took, like 6-8 hours to drive, you know. So those type of things is impressionable to a young guy.
So you're in prison getting your head together. And
I think, you know, as time went on, I've seen clippings in the paper. We stayed in touch, you know, through mail and things like that. I received my associates in prison in business technology. And I intended to come home and get my finish my degree. Eventually, I got a bachelor's degree in business administration when I came home. So my idea was business anyway, taking those tools and lessons that I learned from the streets and transforming them to corporate America. So, and then with me, my need to give back to those individuals that was a product of myself, our missions were aligned. So it was just common sense.
And the name Taharka comes from?
That same basketball team. He was one of the kids from the basketball team. Taharka McCoy. You know, we used to be called Sylvan Beach Ice Cream. We were a nonprofit, and we wanted to rebrand, and we wanted to come up with a name that was more, had more connection to the beginnings or why the purpose of the company was started in the first place. And Taharka, unfortunately, got killed when he was 25. And he was kind of being a mentor to a young kid who was 14, and it just turned out bad. He was trying to break up a dice game. The kid killed him. But so he kind of represents a lot of different things. I mean, besides him being one of the people that inspired the start of the company, he also was the kid that never got into trouble. So I was more concerned about Carol because he was kind of a big-time drug dealer by the age of 13 in Lexington Terrace. You know, gold chains, the whole works. And then Taharka was the opposite. Never got into trouble. So I spent probably much more time with Carroll because he got shot 5 times in that first year, and I thought this guy's going to get killed real quick, and he had so much potential. And I think early on, you saw the power that certain people can have to influence others, and you see, man, if that influence could be tapped and put in a certain direction, you could really make a big difference. So that's kind of where the company now is trying to use the power of influence of youth and food and ice cream to help either connect people, change minds, that kind of stuff.
And why ice cream? What is it about this product that...
I think we just lucked out. I mean, you know, I think I mentioned earlier, I started a nonprofit, and the idea of the nonprofit was to be independent, you know, self-reliant. So instead of taking... We did take some grant money from some local foundations who helped us out, but the idea was to create business ventures that would financially support the organization so the people that were in it didn't feel dependent. So ice cream was just a business that we started on Preston and Charles Street. And it turns out, now looking back, that it was a great idea because now the mission of the company really is to be a vehicle of social change. And I think a big way you do that is through visibility. Visibility, I think, creates change. So we just lucked out. I mean, ice cream is, you can make anything out of it. I mean, you can add all kinds of ingredients, and the ingredients can tell stories, and they can make people happy and so forth. So
yeah,
we lucked out.
That ability to tell a story. At one point, Taharka Brothers collaborated with Everyman Theater to create a flavor to promote its production of the August Wilson play Fences.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about that particular flavor.
That was, yeah, they approached us and said, hey, we'd like to collaborate with you guys, come up with a flavor. So they actually paid foot the bill to send about 5 of us to Pittsburgh to, you know, walk around August Wilson, who was the playwright's neighborhood, and just kind of get a feel of it and so forth, do a little research. So we got back, and we started thinking, okay, how are we going to make ice cream flavor? So took, you know, different various aspects of the play. Because, you know, the story of Fences is about people either being locked in or, you know, Fences basically keep people out or in a certain situation. So we said, let's, how about this? We'll make a 2-layered pint. And the top layer of the pint will be one flavor, and the bottom layer will be another flavor. And in the middle, we're going to put a fence. So how do you make a fence? So we came up with a pie crust cookie, and that represented the fence. So the top layer of the pint was a sour cream ice cream, and it had a blueberry jam gin swirl in it. So the top layer represented struggle, and then coping with struggle. So a lot of people play music to cope with struggle. Some people drink to cope with struggle, and that kind of stuff. So that top layer represented the struggle of being outside of certain situations and trying to cope with it. And then if you break through the crust of the cookie to get through the fence, the other side was a sweet cream ice cream, which was just cream. There was no flavors in it. So basically represented possibilities. If there's nothing there, you can pretty much create anything. So that was just a way for us to try to, and it's very relevant today, obviously. And Martin Luther King Boulevard was kind of the fence back in the day. You know, he had the corporate office buildings over by the harbor, and on the other side of Martin Luther King Boulevard, you had all these high-rise projects, and those two areas never crossed. And it really was, that was almost like a fence in a way.
This is On the Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Kass speaking with Sean Smeaton, founder of Taharka Brothers Ice Cream, and co-founder Carol Skipwith. We're talking about Taharka Brothers' history, product, and future. Your factory's on Clipper Mill Road. Tell us about the factory.
Well, it's kind of divided up into 3 areas. You've got like a warehouse section where the big walk-in freezers are, and you store the finished product, and then just some warehouse area. Then there's the production area, which has 3 machines in it. We just added a pint filler machine, so now we can more automate the pint filling process. We do it by hand. Now we can automate that. And then the other area is office. So it's in a cool little location. Gypsy Queen, which is a pretty popular food truck in Baltimore, they're our neighbors, and they're building a restaurant and a warehouse. And we're going to be right next door, so we're going to participate in that. It's going to be a food truck kitchen on the outside, restaurant and bar on the inside. So Biroteca is there, and you got Waverly Brewery and Union Craft Brewery and, you know, Stone Mill Bakery. So it's become kind of a cool little area.
Yeah, that's quite a neighborhood for your factory. Yeah. Carol Skipwith, you are kind of a jack of all trades. You've got your hands on everything in this operation, from production and hiring to boosting morale, managing the truck. And while I get that, growth is a goal, what do you see as the benefits of being a small company?
You can understand all the parts, you know, being able to cross-train and develop individuals to be able to understand how to do everything. So if Sean is out, I can fill in. If I'm out, somebody else can fill in. I think that's one of the great things about being small, is that everybody typically understands everybody's job assignment for the most part, and you can all help each other.
And I can see that that's important for productivity.
Yes.
Does it also carry some significance for the folks who work for Taharka Brothers?
Well, that's the plan, you know, to build a teamwork atmosphere where everyone wants to chip in and fill in where things are needed. You know, trying to get away from the traditional corporate situation where everybody's just gearing towards their own agendas. Want to have a more team-oriented atmosphere.
Your background is working with at-risk youth, right?
Yes.
Being a mentor, how have those skills been an asset at Taharka?
Well, I've only been back about 2 months now. Before that, I was probably about 8 years. I was with an organization as a director running a 96-bed facility for at-risk youth. So I resigned from there to come back and assist Sean with this process of us becoming more successful. But, you know, you can just see morale and see the culture. You can see things happening before they happen. I'm a foresight type person. I like to evaluate things and see how we can get better. And then I got to deal with customers, and customers is always the easiest part of the equation, right?
Customers are the easiest
part. Oh, yeah. Because you're providing a service. I mean, you're gonna be polite. You're going to give them exactly what they need. And I know that it's a cliche, but they're always right, right?
Why did you want to come back to Taharka Brothers?
Because it has a symbolic significance to me, you know, from where we began. Our story is awesome, and if we can turn this around and become awesome to somebody else, it would create what I consider a legacy that I'm looking for.
Sean, as a small company facing competition from giant international brands, how has Taharka managed to get a foothold in the market?
Now it's kind of an advantage to be the small guy. Back maybe about 8 years ago, it was almost impossible to get in the grocery store. But now we're in several local grocery stores. They seek us out. And, you know, when you're small, you can be more nimble. You can make new flavors every day. You can get creative. So you can do things much faster than the big corporations can do. But, you know, with like all the, you know, the craft beer movement, everything's going that direction, it seems like. So it's actually been easier to compete against the big guys.
How many places sell Taharka?
There's several scoop shops. Now, we don't own any scoop shops, but we sell ice cream to the scoop shops in the tubs. So I think we probably sell to 6 or 7 different or 8 different scoop shops. And then we also sell pints to local markets, like all the Eddies carry us, Rich's and Farms, and a lot of restaurants and hotels and colleges. So we've kind of got a wide range of customers.
And part of Taharka Brothers' growth has been pivoting from being a nonprofit to a for-profit company. Why was that important? What kind of freedom does that give you?
Well, when we made the decision back in, I guess, 2009 to do that, we were a nonprofit, and we had kind of run our course as a nonprofit. You know, most of the foundations don't keep funding you after a while. So financially, we were in trouble. Then we started reflecting on the whole thing about if we're trying to be this company that's empowering and empowers young people to be change makers, sometimes if you're labeled as a nonprofit, it might come across that you're helping the kids. We're more like giving young people a platform to be change makers in the city. So as a for-profit, you can be political. You can make statements that you couldn't make as a nonprofit. You can tap into money that you couldn't as a nonprofit. You can get investors, for instance. So that was one of our ideas, was to do an IPO where we would raise...
Initial public offering.
Yep, to raise money to build the company. And that was back in the beginning. And legally, it was difficult. It's easier now to do a small IPO.
So can I buy stock in Taharka Brothers?
Not yet. Not yet. It was the plan back in 2009, and it just hasn't come to fruition, but I think that's the, in my eyes, that's the plan going forward. It's kind of cool to have a, if you have a city, like if you're trying to be this thing that helps unite people in a way that's positive, it would be cool if they were owners as well.
Carol, I'm assuming that you would have been less interested in coming back to Taharka if it were not a business, if it were a nonprofit, because you've trained yourself in business.
Yes, and me and Sean, we differ on that perspective for a while, you know, in reference to nonprofit and for-profit, just making sure that we take care of the business aspect of what we do. And then the other parts will take care of itself, the social mission, you know, bringing on guys to develop them, become more better at what they do and figuring out what they need to do with their life. So, yeah, business is definitely a major focus of mine.
So what should I think of as the mission of Taharka Brothers going forward? What is it you want to accomplish in the near term and in the longer term?
To me, social change. And that's wide-ranging. And social change could come through connecting people that never had been connected before, introducing people, telling stories that would help foster understanding, all those kind of things, just to be a force of that, because there's so much division, not only politically and everything else, but just geographically. And if we can use our company as a way to help alleviate some of that division, I think that would be a major accomplishment.
Carol, you want to add something?
No, I'll second that.
Well, I'm very glad to have had the chance to get to know you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Sean Smeaton is founder of Taharka Brothers Ice Cream. Carol Skipworth is co-founder. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cass. Quick break, and then a Stoop story.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.